Blog Talk Radio.
Circumstances, for this is your will for mankind.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you help us that the Holy Spirit will dwell in us as we continue on this spiritual journey. Lord, we don't want dissatisfaction to stand in the way of being grateful and giving thanks to you. Please grant us an appreciative and content spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was your sinner, you came down and paid the price that no one else could have paid, as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say.
another episode of the Else of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.riversofrevival.com. We are pleased to announce that the House of Christ Ministries is now supporting food for the poor. Once again, the House of Christ Ministries is now supporting food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to support Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor are helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. I am also pleased to announce that all contributions are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc. at 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Once again, if you prefer to mail a check, please make check payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and you can mail it to Food for the Poor, Inc. at 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 30371. You must also write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. Once again, you must write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burden.
Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of the Tony Owens Ministry, Incorporated. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And I would like to also remind you that all contributions are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following them. Amen. And if we take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, which says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, I encourage you tonight, never allow circumstances to rob you of your joy. We are a generation that has been spoiled by our abundance. We get what we want, and we want more than our wants. In fact, we never seem to stop wanting more. There is always one thing more that we want. This leads to discontent, and the discontented person finds it hard to praise the Lord. Once again, and the discontented person finds it hard to praise the Lord. We have been brainwashed into thinking that things can make us happy, that wealth is the key to joy, that being loved satisfies the heart, that troubles are an indication that God is against us, We need to wake up and realize that our joy is not determined by these things we possess. Joy is a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. On the night that he was crucified, he was handing out gifts of joy to his disciples, and we too, because he lives in us, have the ability to give joy to others under the most difficult circumstances. Don't only give others joy. Give Jesus Christ joy. Seek ways to make him happy. Little acts of kindness, little deeds of sacrifice, a smile that is directed Godward, or a whisper, "I love you," can give Jesus Christ so much happiness. Do the same with your Father in heaven. Tell the Holy Spirit how much you appreciate his help and companionship, and never neglect to entertain angels. When we praise the Lord, we give him great joy, because there are so many who blaspheme his name. Lucifer was thrown out of heaven because of blasphemy against God. Many will be thrown out of the presence of God because of the same great sin, but praise helps to give balance, light, and mercy from the heart of God for this evil generation for a little while longer. God needs praises in every home, in every village, in every county, in every town, in every city and countries. He needs them in the schools, the hospitals, the mines, every airplane that flies, every bus that moves, every department store, every church, everywhere. God needs praisers. Without them, we will all be destroyed. Praise be to Almighty God as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Your strength, so we can be strong. With that thought in
House of Christ Ministries is a member of the Tony Owens Ministries Incorporated. Our sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I encourage you to speak God's word daily over your lives. No matter what you are going through, there is hope, there is help, and there is life-altering power in speaking God's word. Be faithful to speak His word. Release your faith as you speak. Declare His words boldly. Speak with power and authority, and lay your claim to the promises that are rightfully yours. Get ready, beloved, to experience God's power in your lives. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson in this series will be Becoming One with the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence and submitting to your Holy Spirit for guidance throughout this show. As I minister to your people, I pray that you'll anoint me to carry out your will. Lord, I thank you for being the chosen vessel and that your words will flow like honey. I pray that as we seek to learn how to become one with the Word, you will soften the hearts of men to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Becoming One with the Word. John chapter 15, verse 7 says, If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. To best understand this lesson, we must know the definition of two key words. One is abide, the other is oneness. Abide means to remain stable or fixed in a state, or to continue in one place. Oneness, the quality, state, or fact of being one. For us who are in Christ, there are key words for oneness, and they are A, singleness, B, wholeness, C, harmony, D, sameness, E, unity or union. Many people quote scripture and expect God to honor the word spoken through them. This will not happen. It is when we become one with the Word, then we can ask and receive. Let us take another look at John chapter 15, verse 7. It says, If ye abide in me, the Word, and my words abide, are fixed, merge, fill, live in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. It is when we become one with the Word that we can skillfully handle its power in submission to the Holy Spirit. The Word, which we're referring to Jesus Christ, is the head of the body of Christ. And when we are disconnected or not one connected body with the Word, we become dysfunctional. This causes us not to know our true function or purpose. This happens because the Word is not able to send directive to us, because there is no connection with Him. We may associate with him by name, but there is not a connection to him. We are presently a severed body needing spiritual stitching together or reconnective surgery to truly become one in Christ. the church, which is the body of Christ, is ineffective because we are not one with him, who has the strategy for victory in every area of our lives. This happens because his thoughts, his ideas, his purposes are not our pursuits. When his desires become our desires, we then mesh into oneness with him. Again, we must gain the heart and purposes of God to become one with him. We can't just join him, but rather become one in him. Purpose and name. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23 says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." It is Jesus Christ's desire to make us one, not just naturally, but spiritually. There must be a unity of our hearts with his. Our hearts must desire to accomplish his purposes. As long as we have our own ideas of how God is going to use us, save someone, meet our needs, do any other thing, then we are not one with the Word. These are our plans, not his. We must seek after his plans and purposes, which are most often not like ours. Our results as Christians have been limited because we are not one with him whom we say we serve. When we are able to stay in oneness with the Word, we then bear much fruit or have results. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing, absolutely nothing." The key to getting results is staying in Jesus Christ. If you are not one with the Word, how can you know his will and directions for your life? You cannot abide outside him and be one with him. This is one of the reasons that the results we desire in prayer do not often manifest, because our requests are not one with the Word. When we request what we want and not what God wants, answers seem so hard to get. When you become one with the Word, his will becomes your will and desire. We too often try to flow our wills through him in his name. When you become one with the Word, his will flows through you without being tainted by your personal desires or taste. The key to becoming one with the Word is submission to the Word. Once again, brothers and sisters, the key to become one with the Word is submission to the Word. We must never be united or become one with the world. We must never be united or become one with the world but rather one with the Word, which is Jesus Christ. We must be meshed with Him. The devil tries so hard to make us one with Him and His kingdom. You cannot be one with the world and one with the Word at the same time. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. The devil tries to get us to desire and enjoy the world, or he tries to keep us so busy or full with worldly things, which he knows makes it impossible for us to become one with the Word. We must learn to take no thoughts for our lives. The Word, Jesus Christ, trust the Father, and if we are to become one with the Word, we must learn to trust God as well. I encourage you to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Jesus Christ was able to sleep in a storm at sea because he knew that God the Father cared for him. We must learn to cast our cares on him, for he careth also for us. What happens when you become one with the world? What happens when you become one with the Word? Accuracy in words and manifested results. When you speak a word to someone, you are accurate and correct. When you pray for someone, whatever you pray about manifests itself. When you lay hands on the sick, they recover. When you speak a word, it comes to pass. This happens because when you are connected to the Word, it then allows you to receive clear instruction from Him. It is usually our lack of hearing clearly that causes us to fail in prayer, speaking the Word, as well as in other areas. We must lose ourselves in Him through submission to Him. And we will hear clearly enough to have 100% accuracy in ministering to a lost and dying world. It is important that you become one with the Word so that you don't let your personality or desires dominate or drown out what the Word is saying. If you do this, you will fail. You become one with the Word by A, reading and meditating on the Word of God, which is the Holy Bible, B, praying and talking to God, C, cutting out things in your life that you do that are contrary to the Word of God, D, acting by faith on what the Word of God says, E, doing what the Word, Jesus Christ, would do in every situation. Beloved, be submitted and be led by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is in you, but you must decrease so that the Word may increase in you. If you desire to become one with the Word, then keep this in your mind. Not my will, but thine be done. Praise be to God, O Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was becoming one with the Word. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 1003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We appear to be having some technical difficulties at this time, so we will continue with the program while we await to hear our hymns and songs. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image. Praise be to God. We are back with you. once again, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I'm asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, then we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Beloved, if you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I invite you to say this prayer with me tonight. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross and take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you will fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you have prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, we would like to announce that the House of Christ Ministries now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to support food for the poor. Food for the poor are helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you would find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org /Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All contributions are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, and you can mail it to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida 33073. Write on the checks memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you, and I pray that you will find it in your hearts once again to make a donation to this worthy cause. are also encouraging you to sow into this ministry. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And I also want to remind you once again that House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a 501c3 corporation. So all donations are tax deductible. God bless you and thank you for tuning in as we continue on this spiritual journey. We appear to be having some technical difficulties at this time, but we will stay focused and stay in the Word and not be distracted by the enemy. Beginning the Christian walk with a solid foundation influences the success of your life as a Christian. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The right way to begin the Christian walk is by receiving Jesus Christ. He immediately gives power to become a child of God to anyone who receives him. It does not matter what you have done in life. When you receive Jesus Christ, the very instant you will become a child of God. The Lord promises this in John chapter 1 verse 12. There is no other way for you to become the child of God. No man, no matter how well he has been sheltered from the vices of evils of this world, is a child of God unless he receives Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 says, "We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everyone. Jesus Christ is God's gift to us.
You pray for me, Lord.
in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for your word. I pray that we as a people will continue to resist the devil and become one with the word Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank and praise you for your power and glory. Lord, you are waiting for us to recognize our authority, which was given to us by your begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for who you are and who you are in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night.